Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Joe Daly, but he's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to invite him back. Joe, thanks for being here. Joe's with Gallup Organization. And Joe, we're like the Hotel California around here. When we find good people, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So, fair warning. The Gallup Organization produced a great report, some great research, and an article about the relative viability of entrepreneurship. American entrepreneurship, is it dead or alive? Gallup.com, can they find the article there, Joe?
Yes, it's on Gallup.com.
Okay, so go to Gallup.com and look for that. American entrepreneurship, dead or alive? Joe, we're talking about the impact of new jobs, startup organizations, new companies on job growth. And I agree with you with your findings and with what you said, that the lifestyle entrepreneurs are not necessarily, we don't need everybody to be doing that. But I don't think we should minimize them, because I really do believe when you start a business, you create one job. And that there's nothing wrong with that, of course. I know you're not saying that. But I also think that we don't know where the gazelles, the companies that are going to grow to 500 or 1,000 employees over the next 5 years, I think those are not going to come. I don't think they're going to sprout out of the ground as gazelles. They're going to sprout out of the ground as growth-oriented companies that become gazelles. What do you think?
I think you're right, Jim. I think the key, you can take high out of it, but I think the key is, and you can ask people this, growth-oriented. Do you want to grow?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is yes, that's a very different answer than about 75% of small businesses will just tell you that they're not actively trying to grow their company. So I think we need to acknowledge that.
Do you think, how much of that do you think for some of those people is because of the what I call, and these are my words, the anti-business policies and rhetoric coming out of Washington for the last 7 years? What do you think?
I think that it has more to do with the individual and what they want to get out of life. So our chairman and CEO says this, and I think he's spot on, but you can find freedom, American freedom, in people that can start and run a company. They don't have to be growth oriented. They provide for their family and maybe a few other people. When they get up in the morning, they decide what to do. Someone else doesn't decide it for them. There's something very powerful and American in that. So I think it might be more, and our research indicated it's more attitudinal about the individual's inherent, kind of thinking and behaving.
But Joe, of the 6 million people you identify in your survey, in your report, that have employees, how many of them, how many hundreds, maybe thousands of them, have dozens of employees, but because of Obamacare, some of the prescriptions of some of the specifications of Obamacare and other regulations are holding their employment down to below 50. That's not, you mentioned the culture, the environment. That's not good for that conversation, is it?
No, it's not. But the other thing is, so if you look at those 6 million, there's about 4 million are in the 1 to 10 employee category.
Mm-hmm.
There's about another million that go from 10 to 100, and then after that, the numbers get really small, going out to the kind of the tail of 10,000 or more employees.
Right.
So when you think about that 50 employee mark, there aren't that many companies that have reached that size. So there's many more that are down below that aren't thinking of it. And I think when we're doing our survey, we're picking up a lot of the attitudes of people that aren't near 50 employees.
Mm-hmm. But I hate to dwell on it, but there's all kinds of examples of where the government, I'm going to put a fine point on it, Joe, and these are my words, folks, as you know, The Obama administration's NLRB's assault on franchises right now, Joe, that's making franchisees not want to hire more employees. I mean, you can't have this conversation without talking about the impact of an overbearing government on the marketplace.
I think you're right. I'll give you one more example. This is just one that I thought was really interesting that I read quickly. It was that since the financial meltdown in 2008, do you know how many banks have opened in America?
One.
There's been one new bank.
One new bank.
It was in Lancaster, PA, because it was the Amish.
One new bank. That's exactly right.
So that's one of the most highly regulated new industries.
That's a perfect example, Joe. Hey, Joe, will you come back? Let's talk about this some more.
Okay. Sounds good.
Gallup, ladies and gentlemen, gallup.com. Joe Daly is the guy who we visited with today. We'll get him back another day. He did a great job. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. I promise. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.